KPIX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah.
Marky.
Yadi 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Rush. You've got me, Hazel, for now. Chico will be joining us momentarily. But, of course, you can join us if you want to be part of the wake-up quiz. We're about to do that. 86319393. Go ahead and give us a call. We already posted today's top 10. It is already 623. If you haven't sent in an entry yet, go ahead and check that out on Twitter. We have lots of things in store for you guys today. I'll tell you more later on. But for now, let's do the wake-up quiz.
It's time for the wake-up quiz. The wake-up quiz on TMR.
The wake-up quiz, five questions to wake you up. If you get five for five for five different days, you'll win a prize. Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
It's Ben.
Oh, Ben, welcome back. Okay, let's do this, Ben. Good luck, and we are going to get started now. What do you call a female sheep?
EWE.
Yeah, you. Correct. Which Filipina actress was part of the Miss Universe 2021 panel of judges?
Marian Rivera.
Correct. What day does Christmas Eve fall on this year?
Friday.
Correct. Who starred in the 2010 remake of Karate Kid as Dre Parker alongside Jackie Chan?
That's the son of Will Smith.
What's his name?
Jada Smith.
Correct.
Jaden. Yep.
Last question. What is the French word for the perfume tray left in the air when someone leaves the room? Any guesses? Starts with the letter S.
S.
Three. Two, one. Ah! You got four for five. It's okay. You did well. That was a pretty tough question, right? The last one?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer?
No.
I'm sure you do.
Sing hot.
That is correct.
Yay! One
no
for
bit
five.
Of Frances. I'll sing hot.
Sing hot. Sing hot.
No, it's actually Sillage, like sillage, a lot of people pronounce it in English,
sillage.
Right? But it's actually a
sillage.
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced in French. I hope I said that right. But thank you so much for joining us, Ben. You did so well. You can do this again tomorrow, okay?
Yep.
All right. Bye, Ben.
Oh, bye.
So close. Four for five.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay. We'll do it again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The wake-up quiz, you snooze.
You lose.
The wake-up quiz on TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today. And yeah, because we did very well in this universe, you know, yesterday.
Everybody was so happy yesterday.
Everyone was so happy. We've got our first top five in a long time.
Yes.
And we're still unbroken, our streak.
Yeah. So again, congratulations to Bea. Well,
yes.
Feeling close, Bea.
I know, right? Well, siguro you can call her Bea. Ako kasi I call her Luigi. yung mga hardcore Luigi. So, because you know, she did very well. You know, let's talk about like shooting our shot. You know, sometimes it's like, I bet you Bea was probably like, the first time somebody said, why don't you join like Miss Universe contest?
Yeah.
She probably thought, are you crazy? I'm never going to win. Tapos biglang now she's like top five, right?
Yeah.
So today we are thanking the Super Malas guy for the topic. Hashtag shooting my shot.
Mm.
And remember yung tayo, we use it kasi more of like when it comes to people you're interested in. But you know, shooting your shot can mean just giving it a go.
That's true. It could be going for a career shift or a job
that you've always wanted. Parang things that we've always wanted but we never thought we would get.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what? Let me shoot my shot. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, let's be positive today. So let's give you some examples. Shooting my shot. I messaged my celebrity crush for the first time ever, ever, ever. DM ko siya. Hi, I'm blank, your biggest fan. Will you marry me?
Wow. I wonder how that went.
I know, right?
Did you get a reply?
Maganda yung shooting
Metro
your shot.
Metro doubtful.
Pero yung isushoot mo yung shot mo from the opposite end of the court, you will have to be really good.
Tsaka parang when shooting your shot, medyo may phases siguro yan.
Tsaka may skill pa
parang
rin.
Phase one muna.
Oo.
Let's not, you know, get ahead of ourselves.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Ano naman, yung, tsaka, be a little wise then about it. You know, there's a shooting your shot na creepy.
Mm.
May shooting your shot na parang, eh, you know
what? Not cute.
You actually got my attention.
Yeah, that's true.
Diba? So, ayusin mo pa rin.
I like to actually put that there. Like, when I tweet someone, alam mo yung parang, I'm so obsessed with blank in a non-creepy way, okay?
Yung parang,
I put it out there so that when they see it, they actually know that, you know, I'm just saying I'm obsessed with them, but it doesn't mean like I'm a crazy person. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
And another example, shooting my shot, telling my boss, I've done a great job this year, became a man raise. You know, especially here in the Philippines, a lot of people, like in the US, walang problema to.
Yeah.
Like, it's not seen as a bad thing because in as much as you can be straightforward, they will also be straightforward with you.
Yeah, I don't remember who I was talking to about this, but I think I was talking to a friend who was thinking that, na parang they wanted to ask for a raise, but then like, yeah, we kind of discussed it na parang, oh nga, no, diba dito kasi parang
kapal
it's different
mo.
Eh. Parang,
yeah, parang
you have to wait to be given a raise.
It has to be offered.
It has to be offered.
It's never
initiated by the one that wants a raise.
You know, in the US or in Europe, you know, people can just go to their boss and say, I think I deserve a raise. And then they'll tell you, okay. Or they'll say, oh, you know what? I reviewed your performance and not yet. You know, try again next year.
Yeah.
Tapos walang samaan ng loob.
Walang issue.
But
parang
here,
sobrang normal.
I don't know why it's called, parang ano, parang automatic ang mga terms na nababato pag nag-ask ka for a raise. Ang kapal ng mukha, malaki na ulo,
Assuming.
Di ba? Parang like, you know, it's a valid request.
Yeah, and especially if you haven't had a raise in a long time and you feel like it's long overdue.
Exactly.
Why not? You know, just shoot your shot.
Ayun nga, pero dapat rin, open ka rin. Like, you know, if your
boss... Open to rejection,
If
mean.
Your boss gives you a very solid reason why they can't give you a raise, dapat open ka rin.
Ang nangyayari kasi dito, those brave enough to ask for a raise, when they do get rejected, they end up quitting.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yes,
but I've heard that a number of times already.
Yung sumasama naman ang loob.
Sumasama yung loob or parang they feel like they're not being valued.
Yeah.
So, yun na yung parang trigger for them to actually just quit altogether.
Kasi gets ko kung valid, kung kunyari, ang pangit rin ng reason. Kunyari, hindi ka nag-agree. Then, you know, that might be a valid reaction to quit. Kasi parang like, oh my gosh, you don't get it, right? You don't get it at all.
Right.
Pero kunyari, valid naman yung excuse.
Mm.
Kunyari, humihingi ka ng raise kung kailan pandemic. Parang, hello. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Medyo i-timing mo rin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, timing rin pag, let's say, the company's doing really good.
Yeah.
They're having a good year. Dun ka humingi. Pero
true.
Medyo bibigyan mo rin ng skill yung paghingi mo. Another example, shooting my shot. Betting sa lotto every day. Malay mo, baka sakaling I can resign ASAP and live a life of lazy luxury. That's the dream.
Oh my God. Say that to me again.
That's the dream.
Say that to me.
Living
the last two
words. Living a life of lazy luxury.
Lazy luxury.
The dream.
Oh, I think I just got wet. I mean, LL. That is, oh my goodness.
Kasi natapon mo, yung iniinom mong tubig.
Oh, oh. So, so big excitement ko. It's a lazy luxury.
That sounds
like my dream life. Lazy luxury.
The life of lazy luxury.
Yes.
Or LOL. Life of lazy luxury.
LOL.
L-O-L-L. Bow. Another example. Shooting my shot. Ikakasal na si Bestie in a week. So, inamin ko na sa kanya na I've always loved her. After all these years, it's always been her.
Oh, now is as good a time as any.
Alam mo yung BV pa rin kasi parang you waited this long. You waited when I've already planned my wedding. Mm. We got engaged for what? Maybe usually a year, diba?
Yeah.
An entire year. We've planned everything. And then you tell me now when we're basically just waiting for the... BV pa rin siya. Pero, yeah. You could have had your reasons why you never wanted to tell them. And you probably didn't plan to tell them at all.
Yeah.
Tapos biglang nung malapit na dun ka natamaan na, wait a minute, maybe I should tell her.
But I do feel like there's a bigger chance that you're not gonna get what you want.
Yes.
Just because it'll take a lot for someone to scrap all their plans.
Yep.
Leave basically their current life to start a new one with you, diba? So... I mean, I think you should get it off your chest kaysa naman kim-kimin mo forever, but don't expect too much.
Siguro ano lang, yung, look, I'm not asking you to not get married.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you because I think I need to tell you while you're still a single woman. Because
I'll probably never get to tell you
because
this.
Because if I
once,
tell this
you know,
to you after the wedding that you're a married woman with kids, it's going to be very awkward.
Yeah.
I might as well tell you now. Not that... I expect any of us to do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
Para ano lang, yun nga. Get it off my chest.
Yeah.
Once and for all. But that would...
Kaya mo yun?
No.
So ikaw yung forever na lang nakikim-kim.
I wrote the book.
That's true. O nga naman.
I wrote the book.
I forget who I'm talking to.
About, you know, just keeping it in for the rest of your life and never telling a soul. And, you know, I could write a book. I could be called Kim Kim Kardashian. That is the title of my autobiography.
Oh my God!
Kim Kim Kardashian.
Pwede. Pero parang mas bagay sa'yo, ano, Kim Kim Jong-un.
Ano na lang naman? Okay, in the middle, Kim Kim Chu.
Sige, Kim Kim Chu.
Kim Kim,
Kim Kim Chu.
Kim Kim Idora.
Pwede din. Sige.
And,
Lil Kim Kim.
Lil Kim Kim! Gusto ko yun!
Oh my God,
little
Kim Kim.
Ay, maganda yun.
Ayoko.
Another one, shooting my shot. Last one. I flew to New York to audition for Broadway plays. Alay mo, ako na yung next Lea Salonga.
Wow.
Pwede namang matanggap na lang. Kailangan ba next Lea Salonga?
At saka ano, mahirap talaga yung... Actually...
Medyo matayog yung ano mo.
Matayog. But also, you know, you really shouldn't want to be the next blank.
Right.
No matter how successful they are, you should be the first you.
Yeah.
Diba?
I agree.
That's what you should go for.
But yeah, there you go. Like, you know, like we said, shooting your shot doesn't have to be just about your crush, your whatever. It can be anything. Something that you've always wanted, but you felt like, I'll never get it. You know what? Shoot your shot. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Shooting My Shot in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Sponsor RX93.1. It's time for Tea over Coffee. Let's do this. Let's talk about Leonardo DiCaprio. He didn't want Meryl Streep stripping naked in their new comedy, Don't Look Up.
Ooh.
The film's director, Adam McKay, made the declaration in an interview saying, Leo believed Meryl was too much of an icon to get nude on camera. In the film, the three-time Oscar winner plays President Janie Orlean, who is seen naked from behind in one scene. Streep didn't strip down for the saucy scene, instead employing a body double for the flesh-flashing moment. But DiCaprio was said to still be opposed to the idea. According to McKay, she is fearless, talking about Meryl. And yes, that is a body double, but you know who had a problem with it? Leo. Leo just views Meryl as film royalty, although maybe royalty is not a compliment, but as such a special figure in the history of film. He didn't like seeing her with a lower back tattoo walking for a second naked. He said something to me like, "Do you really need to show that?" And I was like, "It's President Orlean, it's not Meryl Streep." But she didn't even blink. She didn't even bring it up. DiCaprio has known Streep for decades, which perhaps explains his unease with the idea of the screen queen being stark naked on film. She played his mom in the 1996 drama Marvin's Room,
yes,
which also starred Diane Keaton and Robert De Niro. I haven't seen that movie.
Jerker.
Really?
Such a tear
Should I watch
jerk.
It?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Sold. I'm going to watch that. But yeah, so there. According to Leo, he and the rest of the cast were very nervous to be on set with Meryl. He said, and I quote, "You get to work with the greatest living actor in the world. Everyone's on their toes. Everyone's prepared. And we're just trying to keep up with her." You know what, Leo? You're not so bad yourself.
Tsaka, alam mo yung, can you imagine? This is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who's also
an award-winning
actor.
Everyone would probably be nervous working with him.
Mm.
But he is reduced to like a newbie when he's working with Meryl Streep.
But how do we feel about him being all protective? Cute or stay out of her business?
For me, stay out of her business.
She's an adult.
Kasi parang, alam mo yung parang there's this whole, I get the respect thing, pero if you really respect somebody as an actor, that should not be considered a bad thing.
You'd let them make their own choices.
You make them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like they're forcing Meryl Streep. Parang he's acting like either a protective son or a jealous boyfriend.
Which is weird either
Which
way.
Is kind of weird. Like, what's wrong with seeing Meryl Streep naked? I mean,
yeah.
Right? I mean, like, I get it because some people might disrespect her for that, but that's their problem. Because, like, for example, what comes to mind is the nude scene in Bridges of Madison County, which you never got to see because they cut it out in the Netflix version. But, like, literally, it's a frontal shot.
Okay.
Like, literally,
oh, wow.
She's naked. And she takes off her robe. The shot is from head to foot.
Oh.
Like, frontal nudity. And for me, it was beautiful. Because she starts touching her body, parang her boob. Not in a bad, not in a lascivious way.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yung parang like, am I still attractive?
Yeah.
Like, she did it classily. She did it wonderfully. Yung kita mo yung struggle niya na, because she was dealing with strange feelings of attraction to Clint Eastwood's character.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, if he saw me naked, would he find me attractive? Am I even still an attractive woman? Ang ganda nung scene. So for me, it's like, it's not about the nudity.
Yeah.
It's about how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is, kasi, pero to be fair to Leo, tama naman yung question niya. Is it necessary?
Right.
I mean, if it's necessary to the plot, to the movie, then go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But if it isn't, can you, we just not stay away from this?
Like, why?
Why
do it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's okay that he asked that question.
Yeah.
I mean, diba? As long as hindi naman parang, yun nga, parang medyo overstepping to the point na, I don't want to see her naked. Or like, she shouldn't be naked. She's like,
because you can also interpret it in a weird way if you were Meryl Streep. Na parang, why wouldn't you want to see me naked? Diba? Parang,
exactly.
Meron din nung ganong, is it because of my age? Is
right.
it because of, you know, gets?
There's that, ano eh, yeah, that thing na he might come across, yeah, well, a lot, especially because he has that reputation,
yes,
liking younger women, diba?
Exactly.
Na parang, wait a minute,
parang,
do you have a problem with an older woman
parang, is it
getting
gross?
Naked?
Diba? Parang,
right,
do you think it's
right.
gross? I mean, like, of course he was very, ano naman, it was very clear that it was more out of respect more
yeah.
than anything else.
Yeah.
I do not doubt that. I'm just thinking, meron lang subtext.
Yeah,
may
people subtext might misinterpret his intentions. But yeah, I'm so excited to watch this. What a cast.
By Christmas Eve.
Yes!
By Christmas Eve. But can I just have an additional tea? Because I did not know. This is not tea, spilled tea. This is like bumabaha ng tsaa.
What? Okay, I'm
just so shocked because if you notice, if you're a follower of Film Awards, the Golden Globes released their nominations.
Yesterday, and right? Very, last night.
Yeah, yesterday. Usually we're very excited, right? Na parang, who were nominated, who were like blah, 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 and very interesting nominees. I didn't know that they have been canceled. Literally and figuratively.
What do you mean?
Like, they were, like, right? I never knew that there was this big controversy involving the Hollywood foreign press. Like, NBC has canceled, they are no longer televised in any TV station. Tom Cruise has returned all three of his Golden Globes.
Huh?
Nobody has, notice, none of the nominated celebrities have posted their nomination. It's radio silence. They are completely snubbing the Golden Globes.
Oh my God.
Apparently, I don't know the timeline. I think during this year, one of the foreign press who always wanted to join sued them. Because according to them, they're like a mafia. Like, if you're not part of the circle, you will never be part of the circle.
Oh, snap.
And after that, the Los Angeles Times came out with an expose that apparently a lot of them get, like, free trips, lavish gifts, expensive gifts from studios. They get, you know, global trips around, you know, exotic locations as bribes for their votes.
Oh, wow.
And in their roster of 70 plus members, there is not a single black member.
Eek.
And then the former president called out the Black Lives Matter movement. So medyo
okay.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 punch. Like nobody wanted to like associate themselves to the Golden Globes. Ang nag-announce ng nominees, ang pumayag lang na celebrity. No shade. There's
Snoop Dogg. Who mispronounced many names, right?
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. Instead of twice, magkaiba. Isang Ben Affleck, isang Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Tapos,
pili ko, chismoso, Marites si Snoop. Lagi niya narinig yung Benifer, kaya parang Ben Affleck.
Feeling ko. Tapos, so, it was supposed to be aired on NBC on January 22 and NBC canceled. Nobody wants to work with them. No celebrity will endorse the Golden Globes.
So then what happens?
Nothing. They're just going to release
the winners.
Their winners.
Without an actual
without
show.
A show.
Oh, wow.
With no celebrity attending. Maybe except Snoop Dogg.
Lady Gaga is a nominee, right?
It's a nominee.
I know that.
Tapos here's the thing. Sabay pa sila mag-awards ng Critics' Choice Awards.
Okay.
On the same night. It was scheduled kasi both.
Uh-huh.
On the same night. Tapos, biglang kinancel ng NBC. So, sabay pa rin sila mag-awards. Obviously, everyone's going to the Critics' Choice Awards and not the Golden Globes.
Oh, no!
I was like, how canceled. How did I not know of this? I've never heard of this controversy before. And I'm shocked because I follow the awards like, okay, I admit it, as much as I follow the Miss Universe. So I'm super into the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys, the Golden Globes. These are the big four. And like, I never knew that this was going on to the point that Tom Cruise would return all of his awards.
Wow. I had no idea.
It is crazy. You know, you will get into a black hole if you deep dive into this. There are so many articles about it. Apparently, it was such a big brouhaha in Hollywood.
Ooh, I just saw the Snoop article. Snoop mispronouncing names, but I had no idea that was going on.
So, patay. And my claim to fame was Madonna had the Best Actress Award from the Golden Globes for Evita. Tapos ngayon, nakast na ng so
yan
much doubt.
Na. At the time naman, di pa yun, di pa pinagdududahan.
Well,
so,
it's probably at the height.
Stop! Why are you doing this to our queen? Stop!
I'm the realistic Stan.
No!
So, yung nag-iisang best actress.
Ayaan mo na. Binanggit mo pa eh. It's okay. It's okay. She's still the queen. But that's the tea.
So much tea.
Go ahead. Let us know what you think. You can tweet us at RX931 with the hashtag tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee?
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thanking the Super Malas Guy for the topic. Hashtag shooting my shot. Let's start off at number 10 from Juice Blank. I posted something. She commented. I replied. We laughed. Then she found me on Facebook and chatted me up.
Ooh.
That was my cue, wasn't it?
Cute.
Yeah. Alam mo, minsan ganun eh, no? Yung parang, you don't have the guts to actually like engage with them. So what you do is like, it's like fishing.
Yeah.
You throw your hook and your bait
into
the water, hoping that they bite. Kasi nga ayaw mo, parang nakakapalan ka sa sarili mo kung ikaw yung uuna.
Mm-hmm.
So throw it out there. Wait until they comment, and then you're like, hey!
Can I tell you about how my bestie Hannah met her husband?
Okay.
They met through Instagram. So there's this popular like cat IG that they both follow.
Okay. Kasi
they're like, they both love cats.
Okay.
Tapos parang Hannah's ex, who's also our friend, tagged her in the comment section. So she replied, and then her husband replied to like yung reply nila sa isa't isa. Parang naki-reply siya.
Right.
Yeah, and then like parang they were like, who's this? Who's that guy? Like, okay, why is he commenting? So then nireplyan niya. And that was how it all started. And the rest is history. And they're now married.
Ang sisi siguro ng ex niya no na tinag niya si...
Hindi naman. Ex na sila noon. Wala
ah,
na.
Ex na sila
ex,
noon.
Oo, exes na sila noon.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like friends na lang. Kasi her
oh,
ex
okay.
is like a really good friend of ours.
Okay,
as in
okay.
like part of our barkada levels.
Right, right.
So yeah. As in ano na lang. Parang yung nagtataga
akala
na lang.
Akala ko
kasi,
sila pa.
Hindi.
Tapos
wala na sila. Matagal nang wala na
okay,
sila.
Okay, okay.
Pareho na silang nag-move on to new relationships. May mga iba na silang naging relationships after they dated
that.
Each other.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so weird.
Do that's they... why CX was the one, she actually sang at their wedding.
Mm.
Yeah, super
alam
cute.
Mo, sana they told the account that, you know what, we actually
that
met
nan-
because of
oh,
your...
Nga, no.
Di ba? Parang wala lang. Parang FYI. We're now married, happily married, blah, 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 and like...
I'm trying to remember which account, eh, pero it's a popular cat
no,
account.
No, pero gets. Diba?
Yeah.
Parang like, that would have been a nice story for the owner of the account.
Right?
Diba?
Tsaka parang it's
cute.
So random. You really don't know sometimes,
okay.
Diba? Parang, imagine, nag-reply lang siya, they didn't know each other. Like, he just tried to strike up a conversation in the comment section.
And that's where it started.
But... It depends din kasi sa matatimingan mo. Like, for example, me, I'm super lazy. Like,
yeah.
if when I get tagged, I normally don't really reply.
Yeah.
Siguro at most, I will heart na lang the comment. Medyo
right.
tamad kasi when it comes to mga social media stuff. So, anyway, yun nga. So, parang if yung matempohan mo, diba, na parang in the mood makapag-usap kunyari, that would be like perfect.
Why not?
Right?
Or yun nga.
Or kung peg mo. I mean, I'm sure hindi mo na naman kakausapin if chinek out mo yung profile tapos sobrang hindi mo naman
right, right,
feel,
right.
diba? So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. JR Kate at number 9 says, shooting my shot. Yung intentionally, nag-message ako ng I love you kay crush. Baka mag-I love you back. Tapos pag hindi, nyari dead na. Nakita ko scene na. Tapos nothing. I'd be like, ay, sorry, wrong send.
Ikaw ba, Rica? Paano ba style mo
ano
sa crush mo?
I was off mic off headphones because I was trying to get your attention.
No, I was wondering if you wanted to join na or if you were waiting for 8.
Kanina pang tea.
I don't want to pressure her. Maybe she just wants to chill and enjoy.
Hindi, kasi, di ba you were talking about the Golden Globes?
Yes.
And I was, I was thinking about, sobrang layo na, di ba? I was thinking about that one iconic shady line of Cam on Modern Family. He has that line that says, "You know what? You win an Oscar, you buy a Golden Globe." And then he walks away. So it's true.
No, see, Tina Fey, during the last televised Golden Globes, said that, called them out while she was hosting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was like, oh crap. You know what? Better as a joke. Mm. Parang, you know what? Like, there's... You don't have a single black member among you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something about the your office in the back lot of a French McDonald's.
But I do feel like it's only started in the last maybe 5 years, 10 at most. Diba?
Before that, the attention.
Like yung era pa ni Madonna when she won. Parang wala pa namang ganung mga hirit.
Well, hindi. Kasi parang at the time kasi, parang they probably, it was a hush-hush thing. Kasi nga now in the...
Hindi, and also at the time, wala pang demand for diversity.
Yun,
hindi pa ganun yung, diba? Hindi pa ganun eh.
Like, can you imagine? Like, an entire, tsaka, foreign press.
Right.
Hollywood foreign press. And not a single black member? How is that even...
I know.
How is that even possible? So, that's supposedly nga the main... Sila nga dapat yung pinaka-diverse.
Uh-oh.
Kasi arguably pa nga kunyari, Oscars. Kung sino lang yung working actors, working directors, pero ito talagang literally, you should have members from different countries in the world.
Yeah.
It should have been the most diverse. And turns out, they were all white.
Crazy.
It was crazy. Number 8 from Flair, shooting my shot. After resigning, nag-focus ako sa passion ko. Kasi alam ko na I'll start from scratch. Baka kasi nandito yung big break na hinahanap ko. At saka alam mo yung kunyari the arts. Di ba on paper parang yun yung parang, naku, walang pera dyan. But who knows?
Yeah, true.
You
especially
could actually
nowadays.
Find it there if that's your... Or yun nga, like kunyari, plantita ka, start a plant shop.
Why not?
Di ba? Yung parang if it's what makes you happy... Shoot your shot.
And as soon as you get the opportunity, yun nga, as soon as you get like the time to do it, perfect. Kung kaka-resign mo lang sa job mo, sa day job mo, di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos may ipon ka na naman and you know, you can do whatever you want to do. I think it's the best time to do it.
And you know, fear is like one of the greatest motivations out there. Fear that you won't have rent. That you won't get to pay your bills. You know, parang minsan namamotivate ka sa ganun eh.
Kaya magtayo ka ng 1C, di ba? Kasi baka wala ka ng maging ano ka.
Wait, I'm just saying
baka
it's like...
grasa ka.
I'm just saying it's like one of those things that's just in your head when you're working towards your goal. So, you don't stop.
No, pero like ano nga yan eh. Like even the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's not like a lot of people resigned. A lot of people lost their jobs. Or, they didn't lose their job, pero they couldn't do their jobs.
Yeah.
Because they had to stay home.
Parang so, everybody was put on pause.
Kaya, dito talaga lumabas lahat ng mga, di ba yung ano nga nalay, like, did you discover a new skill?
Yeah.
Did you? Kasi dyan naglabas eh. I mean, if there is a need, mapapabilis yung evolution mo as a person. You start thinking of other ways to earn money. Even if you still actually are employed, medyo mapapaisip ka na ng mga, what if I do this? What if I sell this? Mm. What if I start a small business at home?
I think inspiring kasi when you see other people make it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you go on Instagram and for example, you have friends na nag-start ng, I don't know, random food business.
Right.
Parang one day, they have like 5 followers and then the next time you check, parang 20,000 na. You know what I mean? Yung parang, if it can happen for them, it can also happen for you.
Of course.
I know a person who started like homemade, like ganun, ice cream. Mm. Like at home. like at their peak, they earned like 300K in a month.
Wow.
Like at home.
Yum.
At home.
It's a lot of ice cream.
Of course, you know, it wasn't sustained. Pero alam mo yon, nagkaroon sila ng peak na. Pero
oh,
like,
oh,
during the pandemic, that was a windfall that you needed.
Yeah.
Diba? So, yeah, that's crazy. Renz Rufel at number 7, shooting my shot. Kahit wala akong background sa public service, I will still go for the position. My advantage is I bear the surname of my father.
Oh, hi. Hi. Okay.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay.
Yup. Yeah. Go man yan. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. It's tale as old as time.
Yup.
Number 6 from Queen of Deadma, shooting my shot. Bawal mag-leave sa amin pag December. Same here, remember tayo, bawal December leave. Bawal mag-leave sa amin ng December, lalo na pag last week of the month. Kasi nga, everyone wants to go on that leave. So, ginawa na lang ng company, parang okay, wala na lang, kasi mag-away-away kayo. Pero, nagpaalam pa rin ako kay boss kung pwede. Try lang, baka makalusot.
Malay mo.
Tsaka alam mo yung parang, you actually expect him to say no? But
yeah.
I'm just shooting my shot. Tapos pag sabing no, di ba bawal? Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Just tried, malay mo.
Mm-mm. It doesn't hurt to ask.
It doesn't hurt to ask. Number 5, coming from Memski, shooting my shot. Han, di ba mahal mo ko? Kung mahal mo ako, Christmas, gusto ko yung 100K na bag.
Condition.
Shooting your shot. Pag sabi niyang, ano, parang, okay, I tried. I still love you, and I know you still love me.
True.
Shooting your shot.
Shooting your shot. Pwede rin mas sugar daddy mo. Parang mas ano, mas
pwede.
May chance na mag-grant.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo yung ano, yung kunyari lang. I want the 100K bag. Hun, you know, that's a little expensive. Okay, yeah. Eh, haha. Shooting my shot. Tapos sinurprise ka niya.
That would be the best.
Alam mo yung nag-no siya. Pero nung nalaman niya na you really wanted it, it's like,
That's the best. But it could also be a way for you to get, you know, something. It's also big, pero a little less than 100K. Kung ano sabi mo, ay, 100K bag. Tapos, you know, that's too much. Ah, sige, ito na lang. Pero kunwari, 50K.
Oo, 50K. Ito na lang.
I'm sure you would still say
of
yes.
Of course!
Of course. Pero ang cute lang, no? Yung parang, yung yung magna-know siya, pero actually, nagka-twinkle na siya.
Alam mo, feeling ko, that's like a scheme of parents.
Oh.
Diba? Yung parang you don't expect it?
Oo, as diba? Diba yan yung ano mo? Yan yung pang-scam mo kay George lang.
ganito yung sinasabi ko kay George.
Oh, sige. Turuan mo kami.
Gusto ko sana nito kaso sobrang mahal eh. Kaya, sige, okay lang. Ganun. Tapos, makikita ko na yun sa Christmas.
Doc Rose!
Alam na ni Doc Rose yun.
Ang anak nyo, Summer.
Galawa, no? Alam na, alam mo.
Doc
Uy,
Rose,
grabe. Special shoutout kay Doc Rose and kay George. Yesterday, they came through. Ano, dinala nila ako ng groceries. Kasi alam nila na wala na ako. Like, nilagnat ako and everything. So
wala
parang,
pang pangrenta.
Wala ako, oo.
Kung ano-ano na yung naririnig nila on air na ginagawa
sabi,
mo. Kaya bago sabi, pa ano, lumala. Diba?
Sabi kasi ni Doc Rose, anong ano niya, term of endearment niya sa kay Doc George?
Pa?
Pa, okay. Pa. Dala natin ng ano, ng pagkain si Rika kasi naghahanap na ng sugar daddy. I mean, para naman ano, ang hanapin niya yung true love, yung magbabayad ng renta. Dala natin ng pagkain.
Ayun na, huwag yun nasirain yung plano ko, ma.
And number 4 from 7070, shooting my shot. Telling your hubby, nagdilig ako ng halaman today. Baka pwede naman mamaya, ako naman ang madidiligan.
Whoa! Okay! Dekyo, paano? Paano siya didiligan?
Ano? Parang shower.
Shower.
Oo. Yung ano, yung meron silang parang malaking paso, lalagay nila sa bathtub. Tapos kunyari, halaman siya, nadidiligan, gano'n.
Yung parang sa Bali. Alam mo yun?
Oo. Parang Groot, gano'n.
Pag ganyan ba nakabukas yung mouth mo? Or hindi?
Pwede naman.
Depende. Kung magmumumog ka, ibubuksan mo.
Hindi.
Tikom mo.
Sabagay. Oo nga. Totoo.
Depende ba. Nasa sa'yo yan. Kung ano yung type mo.
Anong diligang type mo?
Oo.
Okay. Kayo ba? Ano bang diligang type?
Hala man.
Hindi ako mahilig magdilig kasi, di ba?
Namamatayan
nga ako ng halaman
eh.
All the time eh. So,
oo nga pala.
Yeah.
Parang ano siya
tamad
eh.
Tamad ako.
Oo. Tsaka parang alam mo yun, meron siyang energy na pumapatay.
Grabe naman yung energy. Si Rika tayo.
Sa plan.
Hindi, si Rika kasi pumapatay. Period. Ikaw yung energy mo lang.
Energy lang.
Hindi ka gumagawa. Si Rika, pumapatay.
Kumbaga, kasi, my hands are clean.
Laruhin nyo.
Oh. It's just really like the energy that I put out sa plants.
Actually, ikaw, Hazel, markado ka na eh.
Bakit?
Hindi mo binubuksan yung mic. Ingat ka. Ingat ka. Alam
ano
niyo ako sa kanakaira.
Ipapaligpit na kayo. Ang considerate ko nga eh. Kasi sabi ko, well, I mean, she's off the clock, so I don't want to put her to work
off
if she
what?
Doesn't. I mean, off the clock.
Clock.
Clock. With an L.
Rika, waligpit mo na to.
Okay lang.
Kung ano iniisip.
Ano naman eh, totoo naman.
Ano? Doc Rosa!
A picture I didn't want to see in my head.
Oh no. Number 3 for Maxim De Winter, shooting my shot. Nagpapadala ng gifts kay celebrity crush. Baka sakaling mahagip sa mga posts niya. Alam mo yung, kunyari, mahilig mag-stories yung celebrity.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung, hindi naman niya i-feature, pero because it's there.
Yeah.
Baka mahagip. And you're like,
actually,
that's what I gave you.
Alam mo, may ganun yung ano, yung BTS. Minsan may kita mo na lang na they have something on their tables that was given to them like 12 years ago from their first meet and greet.
Diba?
But they never really showed it on cam. Nahahagip lang lagi.
Nahahagip lang.
And people are like, you know what? I gave that to RM like years ago.
That's so, so cute.
That's so cute.
Tapos alam mo yung ano, todo freeze ka and pause.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Para makita. Kasi yung nasa corner mo lang.
Oh makita. My God. Kung alam mo lang yung address nila, no? Ang sarap mag-send.
Yung favorite pillow ni Jin, I think it was given to him by a fan years ago.
Oh, wow.
And until now, dinadali nga everywhere. Mm-mm.
Wow.
Ang cute. Sobra. Alam mo, I just had that fantasy kanina. Kanina lang. Kasi nag-view ako ng stories. Tapos one of the people that I follow, like someone from the Bachelor world, namatay kasi yung dog nila just a couple of weeks ago. And it was like the cutest dog. I love that dog. Tapos, bumili sila ng ornament for their Christmas tree na parang pinost niya na parang a little expensive but we wanted to see him there. You know, yung para siyang instead of a star, it's like your dog.
Right.
Na parang like a big angel pero dog
on your tree.
Niya. On your tree.
Oh, that's so cute.
So, tas kamukha nung dog nila na nawala na. Tas yung nasa iba. Tas parang may halo yung so instead like an angel. Diba yung ibang tree angel yung nakalagay sa top. So, yun yung dog na nakalagay. Tas sobra niyang cute. Tapos naisip ko parang 1 year anniversary kasi nung pagkamatay nung famous dog ni LVP si Jiggy. I was like, oh, that would be so nice. Like, if only I knew like where to send it,
where
I would send her one.
1 year na yun?
Yeah, March. 1 year na yun.
But can you imagine? Yung kunyari yung case nga nung kay Jin, di ba? Na naging favorite pillow niya, bigay ng fan. Tapos parang, imaginein mo ano to, parang fanfic. Tapos like fast forward, na-meet niya ulit yung fan. And because he appreciated and loved that pillow so much, gave him so much joy and comfort. Parang as gratitude to the fan. Tapos sabihin ng fan, that was what I gave you. Isusoli niya yung pillow dun sa fan.
Aww.
Tapos na alam mo yun, dinala niya everywhere. Akap niya buong gabi.
Amoy gin na yun, di ba?
Amoy gin na
yun. As in,
yun.
Grabe siya. Minsan tinatanggal niya yung mga pillow sa hotel.
Can you imagine how tapos, a fan would feel? Tapos, amoy gin na yung pillow. Tapos,
ibang gin na. Hindi yung ano, gin bilog.
Hindi, pillow mo yun.
Pillow mo yung may mancha ng bourbon, mancha ng tequila, mancha ng gin.
Grabe kayo.
It's like a bar. A bar and a pillow.
Oh. Number 2, coming from Christopher Salvador, shooting my shot. Minessage ko randomly si guy best friend ng love you, babe. Tapos may follow-up na. No, seriously, I love you.
Oh!
Biglang serious?
Alam mo yung you say that to each other all the time. Oh, I love you, babe. Kasi nga, ano kayo, BFFs. And meron ka palang tinatagong something, something.
Oh, wow.
And then you go, no, seriously.
That's really cute. I mean, I can't relate because I've never, I said, I've never fallen for like a bestie or just even a friend. Yeah. So, tayo kaya, mag-ano tayo?
Tayo.
Mag-anunan tayo sa... Hindi, ako matagal na kay Eno Hazel.
Mag-anunan?
Mag-anunan tayo. Parang pag nag-anunan tayo ng, kunyari, Merry Christmas, love you. Tapos biglang i-DM ka namin. Anong mafe-feel?
Diba nga,
I love you. Ganon.
Nung minessage ko kayo ng kumain na ako,
parang
si Hazel ata hindi sumagot eh.
Completely disregarded. No! Okay, in my defense, we were having a different conversation that time. So active yung ano namin, usap namin. Pero may iba kami kasing pinag-uusapan. So I completely missed the part na nilagay niya pala na kumain
hindi,
na siya.
Intentionally. Intentionally
missed. I missed it. I promise.
Si,
was a test.
Si Chico naman, sana nabusog ka.
At least in-acknowledge, diba?
And the top, shooting my shot, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
yung nag-chat si crush sa akin, crying kasi break na sila. Tapos ang response ko, don't worry, there's plenty of me in the sea.
What? Alright.
Ang ganda. Kasi diba usually fish?
Fish,
there's plenty of fish in the ocean. Pero ikaw hindi. No, don't worry. There's plenty of me in the sea.
Oh, wow. Shoot your shot. Why try to find Demo when I'm here, Beyonce?
And take advantage of the vulnerable position there.
Why not?
Heartbroken siya eh. Doon ka sumingit, diba?
Opportunista.
Opportunista, diba? A banger. So the top 10 shooting my shot, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag shooting my shot in all your tweets.
Hey, can I just say good morning to my friend Anna? She's tuned in. Thank
good
you
morning.
For the
morning.
Super yummy lasagna.
Ay, naku, natakam lang ako.
My favorite lasagna.
As in like, I was, as in kinlik ko yung profile niya, tumingin ako ng link. Hindi ko alam kasi an order.
Wala, she doesn't for her friends.
Oh my gosh, where do I order this lasagna?
It's so good, Anna. I swear, it's my favorite. Good morning to you. Thank you. And good morning to her hubby, Omar. He's also tuned in.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And sponsor RX93.1, Elton John and Dua Lipa with Cold Heart, the Panel Remix. Let's say good morning to some monsters tuned in. Checking out Twitter at RX931 for your hashtag RX greets. We want to say good morning to Ronaldo Quino, to Kiko Man Machine, also to Butter Baby. Hello to Ren True Phil. Good morning to Juice Blank and Princess. Hi, Jan Too Awesome. Oh, that's a cute dog. He sent us a photo of a cute. Is this a French Bulldog? I think.
Aww.
Hello to
Cutie.
Jungkook's girl requesting for some BTS. She says, "Nakaget over na ako sa post-concert depression, kaya back to regular rusher program." We're happy for you. Hello to Archer Aguilar, Clea Anthony, Mama Juvie, and Happy Phil. Good morning to Jill and also to Lanny. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hi, guys. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Morning.
Hello.
We'll do more greets later on. If you want to send us yours, you can tweet us at RX931, hashtag RXGreets. Another batch of the top 10 coming your way shortly.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Courtesy of the Super Malice Guy. Thank you. For the topic. Here we go. Hashtag.
Yes.
Shooting my shot. Shooting my
just
shot.
Just hashtag.
Hashtag shooting my shot.
What suspense.
I know, right? Let's start off at number 10 from Nero. Shooting my shot. Nagsoli ako ng timba sa kapitbahay. Hoping na maimbita sa handaan nila.
Shooting my shot.
Ayun, nakakain ang Shanghai.
Yay! Shanghai for everybody.
Ang shady. Nagsosoli ng timba kung kailan may party.
At least nagsoli, di ba?
Tsaka bakit ka nakahiram ng timba?
Oh,
alam mo yun? Parang, di ba? How random na manghiram ng timba.
Hindi, ano yung sasabihin mo pag may nanghiram sa'yo ng timba?
Timbaro.
Hindi.
Ano?
Hindi, anong tatanong mo sa kanya pag umihiram siya?
Ano?
Bakit?
Bakit? Ay, nako.
Tapos, pag hindi si Noli, ano tawag mo?
Ano?
Epic fail.
Bakit ka ganyan?
Yung book mo, yun yung tawag doon. Epic fail.
Epic fail, di ba? Hindi si Noli yung timba ko. Number 9, coming from Genshin Impacto. I will tell Chico, shooting my shot, I will tell Chico, Chicks, dito ako, sa likod mo, naka-black sando pa. Baka may chair spin naman dyan. Alam nyo, urban legend yan ah. Hindi
urban
ito.
Legend?
Pinagkakalat lang ng mga co-host
ko din yan. Eh. Parang,
we've witnessed it live.
So you can't say it's urban legend when you have witnesses right here.
Well, it's your word against me.
Well, it's our CCTV against your word.
Wala na, burado na yung mga yun. Tagal-tagal na nun eh. Walang ya, dati ano, talagang kinip nila yung CCTV nung, remember yung we were doing a video.
As nadapa ako.
Yeah,
that was the best. That was the best.
They really kept the footage.
No, they posted it. They edited the video.
They made it even better.
Yes.
Walang kwenta.
I mean, wait, I'm gonna look for it. I think I was watching it the other day, like the other week.
Alam mo, that never fails to make me happy.
Walang kwento.
Tapos kaya mo yung nasa floor na ako. Hindi ako yung nadaba pero nasa floor ako kasi tamad-tama.
Yung sumubsob ako. Ano ba yung ginagawa natin nun? Ano
yung parang mag-disappear ka. Yung parang may blanket. Yeah.
Tapos may kettlebell. You know what? You should blame Rico Robles for bringing that kettlebell.
Kasi naaalala ko siya. Nare-replay ko siya in my head.
Kasi. Oh.
Exactly how
yung
it happened.
Yung parang ano, parang nagtinikling.
Ang sama. Number 8 from Memski, shooting my shot. Follow, then unfollow, then follow my crush again. Baka mapansin, mali mo, i-follow niya.
That's annoying though.
Really?
Yeah, kung ako yung crush mo, tapos parang unfollow mo ko.
Kasi hindi naman niya makikita yung unfollow part. Makikita lang
niya natin. No, but you will see the... If you keep following me, and I already saw na pinalo mo na ako, obviously, in-unfollow mo ko, tapos pinalo mo ko ulit. Pero may mga ganun. Like, I can think of a number of people who, na parang familiar na, alam ko na for sure, finalo na ako before.
Ako wala.
Ako meron.
I mean, that I noticed, wala. I mean, like, yung biglang finalaw ako and I'm like, wait a minute, weren't you following me before? Wala naman. Like, nagugulat ako that they follow me, pero like, for the first time.
Right. I'm guessing kasi it'll only be annoying if it's like, follow, tas unfollow.
Kung
follow.
Paulit-ulit.
Paulit-ulit kasi especially if your notifications are on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna
how
be
about yung mga nagla-like ng napakada, lahat ng pictures sa feed mo, ila-like?
No, I get that.
Sunod.
Kasi minsan feeling ko pag yung ano sila, new follower. So, syempre, kung kaka-follow lang sa'yo.
Ngayon lang nila nakikita.
Ang tendency talaga, sunod-sunod yung like nila. Not because they're trying to annoy you or anything. But more like, oh my gosh, nag-post pala siya nito. Ay, ang cute. Oh, like
tapos tuloy-tuloy na. Alam mo na na nag-nandun sila sa feed mo.
I remember meeting someone at a party and then they were like, oh, you should follow me. Okay, I'll follow you. And then we followed each other like on the spot. And then we were like, oh my gosh, this is such a cute picture of you. And then we like each other's photos right in front of each other with comments. So hindi na namin kailangan mag-comment.
So, nag-finalo mo siya, finalo ka niya. Tapos,
yeah.
Finalo mo siya hanggang bahay. Ganun.
Hindi.
Parang feeling ko. Yun yung climax ng story.
Yun yung kwento pala.
Uh-oh.
Like literal follow.
Without her knowing.
Tapos sabi niya, di ba sabi mo follow you? O, oh, any finalo ko?
I will follow you. Follow you wherever.
Number 7 from ODH. Shooting my shot. Intentionally dropping my stuff in front of crush. Baka sakaling tulungan niya ako sa pagpulot. Tapos magdidikit yung mga kamay namin. Tapos magkakatitigan.
Have you ever done that? Like
no.
Even just like a tiny bit?
No.
Like a pen? Or...
No.
Parang no.
No. It's so weird. It's so Maria Clara. Di ba yung i-drop niya yung panyolito niya.
Panyolito?
Oh,
wait, what's the difference with the panyo and
like
panyolito?
It's a really small handkerchief.
There's a smaller one.
Yung parang pang pa-cute lang talaga na halos.
Parang wala namang purpose.
Oo, yung like literally.
Pag nangulangot
ka. Rika. But I've never seen a panyolito.
maliit na maliit siya. Yung very ano talaga. Tsaka, wala na yata noon. I think that's just mga...
Panahon pa ng Kastila ata.
Maghahanap ako sa department store.
Miss, meron kayong panyolito.
Oh my God.
And number 6 from 7070, Shooting My Shot. Sinend mo sa Kalat Confidential yung life story mo in the hopes that it would be picked up by Netflix and made into a Hollywood erotic thriller.
Why not?
Why not? Okay. Okay. And especially no, nowadays, the streaming sites are now like parang the big studios.
Yeah.
They've replaced the big studios. Whether it's a TV show or a movie, sila na talaga yung, eto, like the Critics' Choice, Golden Globes, it's, again, like, dominated by Netflix.
And what's weird is, kahit sila na yung main thing, parang meron pa rin feeling ka na they're more accessible than big-time studios. Yep. Na parang there is a bigger chance na ma-pick up yung whatever project na meron ka
ang
by them.
Nominations, Power of the Dog, yung kay Benedict Cumberbatch and Kirsten Dunst. And West Side Story. Yung West Side Story, that's like a cinema kind of movie. Pero yung Power of the Dog, di ba? That's Netflix. You just check it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5.
You know what? Yeah. I just remembered. I used to write like horror, like yung parang mala scream type of stories in my notebook when I was little. Okay. As in, like,
you started early.
I started early. Like, I literally started writing. I would go up the stairs, and then somebody would have a big knife and would slash my throat. It was so morbid. I remember now. It was like scary movies. Siyempre fictional, di ba?
Chico, parang I have to go.
Parang ayaw mo na sumama. Ganon. As in like, slash! And then, would bury. Basta ganon. Sobrang dami.
Oh.
But these are fictional stories. These are like, you know, hango siya from horror movies that I watched
before. Ang aga mo naman palang nagsulat ng autobiography.
Hindi, ano yan eh. Tawag dyan, plans for the future.
To-do list.
To-do list.
Pocket list.
Uy, grabe. Dapat i-start ko na ulit yung writing career ko. I used to write so vigorously before. As in like, meron pa talagang like details na parang he dragged the body across the...
Alam mo kung ba't natigil?
Bakit?
Kasi ano, tinigil na yung pagsulat. More like, ano na, ginagawa na.
Ginagawa na. Diyos ko, ang layo lang. Ako naman ang mga sinusulat ko nung bata ako. I remember the story. The first story I ever wrote, The Lonely Octopus.
Oh my God. Thank of course you. It's animal related.
It's animal related. Tapos sa sobrang lonely niya, yun nga, na parang ang sad-sad niya. So ang ginawa ng mga denizens of the deep, yung mga fish, mga lobster, mga crab, and mga shrimp, since walo naman yung kamay niya, nag-hold siya ng hand ng isang creature per hand. So, walo yung ka-holding hands niya. Hindi na siya lonely.
You know, that could be like a children's book.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was writing love poems.
Oh. Erotica.
Wala, walang erotica. Not yet.
Love poems.
Okay.
Ngayon, gusto ko nang magsulat ng erotica.
Number 5 from Queen of Deadma, Shooting My Shot. Sa annual performance evaluation namin, I rated myself 5, which is the highest for every criterion. Hoping 90 siya palitan ni boss pag ni-review niya. I did my best and I think I deserve that grade.
Yeah,
for me.
Why not?
If you're not doing it shadily, yun talagang literal.
Honest, like, ano mo yun?
If
evaluation.
I were to look deep into my heart, I know that I deserve a perfect score in every criterion. Why not?
Oh yeah, ako hindi ko titipirin yung sarili ko kung feeling ko deserve
and
ko.
And what if you had like the best year ever? I know a lot of people who thrived in the work from home situation too, 'di ba?
Bad lang naman siya kunyari nga, yung medyo finalsify mo yung feeling mo, 3 ka lang pero
overinflated.
Oo, 'di ba? Pero kung feeling mo talaga honestly that you deserve it,
why not?
Give yourself a perfect score. Number 4 coming from Jungkook's Girl, Shooting My Shot. During the members' speech sa last day ng concert, at habang tahimik lahat and talagang kinig na kinig sa mga sinasabi nila, wala, kinain ko na lahat ng hiya ko and professed my love for Jungkook and V.
Why not?
Kasi tahimik lahat eh. Pero syempre, alam mo yun, maraming tataas ang kilay na nagsasalita. I love you ka ng I love you.
Who cares?
I'm Jungkook's girl to.
Yeah.
Ayan.
So, in as much as she would rather that she didn't, eh, feeling niya yun na yung one chance. Huh? Yeah. Na masasabi niya na I love you to both of them.
Ay, naku, we support
Why
you.
Not?
Ay, grabe yung restraint ni Jungkook's girl, ah.
Grabe. Mm.
Ang dami kong nabalitaan na, you know, she could have done, pero hindi niya ginawa.
She did not
do it. Oh.
And then yung responsible arm.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
And number three for Maxim De Winter, shooting my shot, nakita ko sa theater parking si Idol. Lumapit ako kahit alam kong di siya magaling mag-English at hindi rin ako magaling mag-Korean. Bahala na. One word sentences ang palitan namin, but it was worth it.
Hello! Kahit nga sign language, okay na ako.
Oo naman.
As long as we just hi.
Ako lang kasi yung parang problem ko doon for me, if I were in her position, I would be like, what if magalit siya? Na yung, look, parking lot, it's a little creepy. Yung somebody will just approach you as you're about to enter your car and you're like, hi, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that's true. That's a little creepy pag sa parking lot.
Don't get me wrong, I wanna do it. It's more like, iisipin ko, what if ma-creep out siya?
Yeah, para ikaw din yung mapapahiya eh.
Oo, paano kung matakot siya? Na
baka tawagin pa yung security.
Oo, get. So, I'm just, in as much as I would love to do that for a once in a lifetime chance,
you might not have the courage.
Yeah. Baka pwedeng ano, from afar.
Yun, tipong ganun. Or ano, yung I'll call their attention, malayo pa ako. Na parang, is it okay if I come closer? Yung parang ganun.
Natatawa ko lagi kapag sa, I don't know what you call that, basta may times na parang nagla-line up yung mga idols sa labas ng parking lot, tapos pipicturean sila doon. I don't know where they're going, but it's like a thing that they do. And then there's always that one guy that shouts from afar and they don't know where it comes from. It's like, I love you, V! Or like if it's like another boy band, Korean boy band. As in, from afar. They're not even that close. Tapos parang nakakatawa lang because, you know, they would acknowledge it. And they're like, shh, quiet. But wala lang, kailangan nila sumigaw.
Ay, tsaka yun nga, shooting your shot yun.
Yeah.
And number two from Coco Hernandez, shooting my shot, pinatikim ko yung patakam. Ayun, shoot na shoot yung shot.
Mm. Ay!
Ay! Yeah. Huli.
Shoot that ball.
Goals.
And the top, shooting my shot, comes from Victoriano.
Victoriano says,
I'm so amazed with this story. My boss asked me what I wanted for Christmas. So, for whatever reason, I said, staycation sa Plantation Bay. Wish granted.
No.
Yes.
Isn't that in Davao?
Yes. Cebu.
Cebu. Okay.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Alam mo yung nagpakasakali ka lang.
Nagjo-joke ka lang
na. Okay, staycation and Plantation Bay. Bibigay sa kanila.
Charap.
Hala. Ano nangyari doon? Paano nangyari yun? But there you go. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us because we have two more batches. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
We'll see you guys there. Also, Twitch TV and YouTube Live. And we might do Pak or Palpak today.
Yes.
Miss Universe Edition.
Yeah. So watch
out for that. But for now, more music. Let's play this one by Walk the Moon. Track's called Heights. We've got The Morning Crush also coming your way in just a little bit.
Ooh.
We're going to get to that. But for now, listen to this right here on The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Rika. We're on till 11 right here on The Monster. Good morning.
The Morning Crush on TMR.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for The Morning Crush.
So, all right.
You're refreshing on this week.
Okay.
I do have one.
Oh, okay, you go first.
I can start. And mine is definitely no stranger to you guys. My morning crush is Sarah Ramirez.
Oh!
So, of course, we know Sarah Ramirez as Callie in Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
So if you're a big Grey's Anatomy fan, you probably remember Callie, the character.
Callie.
But Sarah Ramirez is also part of And Just Like That. And, oh my God. I can't explain it. Like, I was never into Callie, but I am totally feeling Chet. But that's the character's name.
That's her character, yeah.
Yeah, so, And Just Like That, Sarah Ramirez plays a non-binary character. And Sarah Ramirez, in real life, is non-binary.
Right.
So, it's very true to life, I think. Like, you get a lot of... I think that's why I also gravitate more towards the character in And Just Like That more than the Grey's Anatomy character, because I feel like in this show, Sarah is more Sarah. You know what I mean? Right? Like, it's close to their actual, I guess,
personalities.
Personality maybe. Just a general vibe. I swear, they're so hot in And Just Like That. Like, I felt like they stole the scene.
Okay.
In the first two episodes, I was so drawn to the character for some reason. So anyway, if you haven't watched And Just Like That, you should definitely check it out and check out Sarah Mirez's character. You can check out their Instagram. It's The Real Sarah Ramirez. That's Sarah without an H. S-A-R-A Ramirez.
Okay. Well, Callie did get all the hotties. You know
what
I mean?
True.
Mm-hmm. Mine is also in the same vein as Hazel's Morning Crush. Mine is Tig Notaro. So Tig Notaro is an American stand-up comic, and well, a lot of people have been crushing on her because she joined the cast of Army of the Dead, and she looked like a badass in that movie, can I just say, and it did not look like she was CGI'd. But I have been on, it's called hashtag Tig Talk, so I've been on that side of TikTok. Just, you know, videos about Tig Notaro. And I didn't know that, you know, she had, like, one bad year. But even though, you know, like, her life crumbled upon her, she did a stand-up show, like, a comedy special, like, 3 days after. And then it was, like, the best show of her life.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think she was diagnosed with cancer. Yes. She lost her mother, and then her partner left her or something like that. Like, all in a span of just, like, weeks or something. And then she did a special. And then she made jokes about it. I'm guessing because that's how she would like to cope with all of that. But it's just amazing. And the reason why I know a lot of those, like, that information, it's because of TikTok. And I have been crushing on her. Oh my gosh. And she's super funny.
That's
just like, I don't know what kind of humor that is. Like, dry? Is that called dry humor? Yung parang ganun, diba? Yung parang natural lang siya. And I love one of her bits. She says that her randomly, what? A lot of her bits. No, but I like one of her bits where she says she likes to randomly text all, like, some of her friends saying, "What's your ETA?" Just to play with them. Just to, you know, make them nervous.
Okay.
"What's your ETA?" And then that's it.
And they're really like, Are we supposed to meet up?
Did I forget?
Yeah, it's so funny. I will do that to you in the future.
Okay. You will not get a reply.
I know. So yeah, Tig Notaro, please look her up. She's super funny, super hot, and I don't know, super relatable. So there we go. That's mine.
Okay, so for me, because I watched Single All the Way.
Oh, I did also this weekend.
Yeah.
Same.
So that was fun. That was really fun. But what caught my eye was not so much the leads, but more like one of the supporting cast.
Oh. The date.
And yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean,
pero ano, nakakagulat kasi there's a little story here.
Okay.
Okay, so the name of the actor is Luke McFarlane. Okay, siya yung parang dinedate siya dun sa bida. Pero actually, the bida was like, hindi naman siya yung makatuluya. You know, like the typical support, ano na, siya yung supposedly the hotter, better looking guy. Pero the bida will not end up with him. I mean, it's not a spoiler. I mean, that's, you know that that's where the show would be going. But what's surprising is, sabi ko, this guy looks strangely familiar.
Super familiar. Yes.
Apparently.
Why? Tell me why.
You know what's so shocking about this? He was in Brothers and Sisters.
Which one?
He's the husband of the gay brother of Matthew Rhys.
Oh my God.
Is that a movie?
It's a series.
TV show. Like lumang series.
Yung kinakalista Flockhart.
Yes. Rachel Griffiths.
Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar Getty. Sally Field.
Sally Field.
Where she won an Emmy for. Yes. Best actress.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, I was like, how can it be the same guy when this show was in the 90s and we're in the 2020s and this guy looks like the same guy in the 90s. He did not age. He looks so good.
But then again, his husband in Brothers and Sisters, Matthew Rhys, looks pretty much the same as well.
He looks
older, but like...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he looks great.
Rob Lowe's kind of still looks the same.
Yeah. But this guy, if you see him in Single All the Way, you would think he's in his like early 30s.
Yeah, same.
But he's how old?
He's 41.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy. At this, ang ano niya kasi, like, the bida here kasi is Michael Urie.
Okay.
If he also looks, sounds he looks familiar. He's the assistant.
He's in theater, right?
He's the assistant of Vanessa Williams in Ugly Betty. The flamboyant assistant.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yes. I actually loved his acting there.
And then he's in Younger. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you check out his Instagram, nakakatawa yung ano niya, yung pangalan ng Instagram niya, 10 minutes younger with an underscore. 10 underscore minutes underscore younger. Like, he looks even better than, like, I think when he was younger.
I think gusto mo lang nasabihin namin, parang ikaw.
Hindi. Tapos tignan mo, ano rin siya. Like a handyman. Like he creates mga... like wooden furniture.
So sexy.
Wait, okay, Hazel, can you just go to his Instagram? 10 okay. underscore minutes.
Will I see his what?
Underscore younger. Look at the first two photos. Just the first
Wait,
two
what
photos.
Is it again?
10 underscore minutes.
Hello.
underscore.
Hello.
First two photos. First two photos.
10 minutes underscore.
10 underscore minutes underscore younger.
The video.
Bakit wala akong ganun?
No.
Yung minutes ba M-I-N?
T-E-N.
T-E-N.
Aten.
T-E-N underscore minutes underscore younger. First two photos.
Wow.
Well, hello there.
Wow.
Siyempre followed by, it's Shangela.
Uh-oh.
Shangela.
Oh my gosh.
And ano ah, and he came out as like LGBTQ.
And you know, yung face niya dun sa movie, it like he just seemed so happy.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yes.
What a cutie.
Yeah, super
like
cute
this photo. Okay, I just like the second photo.
Tapos alam mo yung ano, yung mga videos, yung mga posts niya yung gumawa siya ng crib for his friend. Gumawa siya ng dollhouse for a friend's daughter. Kasi nga ano siya, handyman. Like, he knows his way around wood.
Oh my gosh.
So, magaling siya mag-create ng mga furniture.
Yung second photo sa feed niya, ganyan na ganyan yung memory of him sa Brothers and Sisters? Yeah.
Yeah.
That face. Now mm-hmm. I know. I remember. But mm-hmm. anyway, there you go. That's the Morning Crush for you today.
I don't want to end. I don't want this to end.
And now we're going to keep scrolling. So while we do that, you can get ready for our Facebook Live because we're about to go there. So we'll see you there. For now, listen to Keshi, Somebody, only here on the season's hottest Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Oh yes, facebook.com/RX931. We're also on YouTube Live and Twitch TV. Good morning to all the monsters. Hello.
Hello. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of the Super Malas guy. Hashtag shooting my shot. Let's start off at number 10 from Queen of Deadma and Arch Aguilar. They have similar entries. I still submitted my application for that one slot. Kahit alam kong more than 10,000 coming applicants.
Why not? Never know. You could be the one.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's going to make it, right? And does that somebody know na siya yun?
Yeah.
Diba parang you all have as good a chance as any.
That's true.
And number 9 from J.R. Keita, shooting my shot. Yung nilagay ko, yung number ko, sa likod ng pinto ng mga public CR at sa seat cover ng mga bus, baka kasi mahanap ko na si Forever.
Really?
I don't know about forever.
I mean,
I'm sure you'll find someone.
You'll find someone interesting, that's for sure.
Okay.
That will make your life a little bit interesting.
That's true, but I don't know about forever. Number eight from Odic. Bongguin ko literal yung kotse niya para magkasama kami sa presinto ng 3 to 4 hours. I don't know about that. I don't know how romantic that would be. Although it is a fantasy. Pero yung hindi mo sinadya, yung literal, nagkaroon kayo ng bumper, like a dent, you dented each other's bumpers and then you go down and you're like, oh, parang attractive pala yung nakabangga.
Parang pwede.
And then, syempre, regluhin nyo, ayusin nyo. Oh, can you just give me your number? You know, I'll get back to you and, you know, I'll pay for everything.
Baka don't ibang areglo mangyari dyan, ha?
Tapos ikaw, can I get your address?
phone muna. Tapos, what's your IG? What's your IG?
IG!
Hindi, para madi-DM
nga kita. So, it's easier too. Yeah, that's true.
Kaya, pwede naman mag-exchange kayo ng mga IG photos, diba? Ay, IG photos. IG accounts. Yeah.
IG photos.
Hindi, IG account.
Okay. Send nudes.
Okay, that was
fast. Yun yung areglo.
And number 7 from Chinito Ken. Shooting my shot, yung nakikipagbanggaan ng tuhod sa loob ng steam room sa gym. Okay.
I mean, I've never experienced that.
Yeah. I don't like the steam room or the sauna.
Ako sauna.
Pero if I were to choose... Sauna na lang.
Room. I like sauna.
Stona. Stomayarn.
Kasi pag steam room, parang, I don't know, I feel like it's dirty.
Ako, parang ako nalulunod.
Maybe it depends on the gym. Because I remember I used to go to this really posh gym. It's a hotel gym nearby. I don't know if you've ever been, Chico.
Okay.
But it has a beautiful, locker room.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a hotel gym kasi.
It's
really expensive. I mean, like super mahal ng membership. So yeah, they have a really nice steam room.
Ang gusto ko kasi yung sauna kasi it's dry.
Mm.
So you don't get that icky feeling, like, you know, everything is dry. The seat is dry and of course you'll be dripping wet because of the sweat, right? Pero wala nung external wetness that I kind of feel.
Hindi ako makahinga sa sauna
talaga. Ako naman sa steam room. Or, siguro na ano ako na na-germaphobe ako sa steam room.
Maybe.
Kasi
maybe
may droplets eh. May droplets. So parang, I don't know. Also, number 6 from Memski, shooting my shot, wala na akong career eh. Magli-leak na lang ako ng video scandal.
Okay, go.
Okay.
More power to ya.
Mm-hmm.
Marami mag-enjoy dun. Pero, that's not a guarantee.
True.
That you would actually get mileage from it. Minsan, dinadead na ng tao eh, di ba na? Parang, well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think for people who don't like video scandals, that's a good thing kung walang papansin. But if you're using it for...
As a vehicle
for clout, medyo... Nako. Number 7? Oh no, number 5. From Jungkook's girl, shooting my shot. I felt undervalued at my old company, and I know I'm worth more. So I resigned with no backup job, moved to the U.S., and never looked back. I can say gambling on myself was the best decision I've ever made, because I'm now ticking my goals one by one.
I love hearing
that
story.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Parang it's nakaka-inspire, no?
Parang it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so risky. Like, if Jungkook's girl was my friend, and she told me about her plans, I'd be like,
sure ka ba?
Oh, parang just make sure you think about it, because that's pretty risky. Like, walang naghihintay na job sa'yo. You'll go to another country, wala kang safety zone. But, yeah, it was risky, but it was worth the risk, apparently. Galing lang. Number 4, from Genshin Impacto, yung nag-reply ako sa Apple, official Apple Twitter account ng, I'm sad. Baka sakaling bigyan ako ng MacBook.
Ayan yung mga I'm sad trend na yan eh.
I don't know. I do not know.
Well, it did. It worked for a lot of people. That's why it became a whole viral thing on Facebook. And everybody tried to do it with different brands. But obviously at some point, parang hindi naman lahat, syempre, diba?
Tsaka wala nang novelty.
Wala na, oo.
Parang,
eventually.
I think it was cute the first time around, but they're not gonna just give it away just because everyone starts it.
I'm gonna go on an airline company. On an airline company's Instagram account.
Well, ako hindi company. Sad. I'll just tweet a celebrity.
Eh, ikaw, may direct ko. Ano kayo?
Oo nga eh.
May direct contact eh.
Wala ah.
Sa airline eh.
And number four. I don't know, three from Jan to Awesome. Oh, speaking of shooting my shot, ask the FA, the flight attendant. Do you have free upgrade to business or first class? Alam mo, a lot of people.
Can you just ask?
Yes.
Is it going to be free or would you have to pay?
It's going to be
free.
No, the moment there is a free, it's a standard.
Uh-huh.
They will just upgrade people, random people. Sometimes hindi mo hinihingi, lalapit sa'yo.
Never.
Would you like to be upgraded to first class?
Look who's here. Speaking of first class.
Oh.
No.
There you go.
Grabe, Marky. I was looking at your Instagram stories and you had one like in your house, right? And I was like, ano yung restaurant to? And then I realized, it's your house. I'm like, it looks like a restaurant. Ang galing.
Did you see my comment on Facebook?
Ano
on
yan?
Your Facebook? When you posted your the trailer to your new series.
Yeah.
The Superstar.
Tawang-tawa ako dun sa part na yon. Chica, have you seen the
not
trailer?
Yet.
I haven't seen the trailer.
So there's a part where Bianca, Marquis's character, yells, kasi diba delivery?
Right, right.
Deliver siya, diba? And then there's a part there na hindi lumalabas. Marquis screams, Hi! Delivery!
Delivery!
Very Marky.
Parang na, no, ano, kasi, na out of character ka doon. Naging Marky ka
bigla. So you!
Yeah, kasi diba, there's that part, I'm trying to get these, well, I'm trying to hide behind a different delivery service. So like, Chopping, Calzada. And then, yeah. And then finally, because they didn't come out, Hi! Delivery!
Marky came out. Sayong lumabas bigla dun sa character.
Oo, oo eh. No? Nawala sa ano.
Ayaw lumabas eh.
Nawala sa character. And number two from Call Me Rovi, Shooting My Shot. Gusto ko pa kumuha ng isang aso. Mm. Pero ayaw na ng nanay ko. Kaya one day, umuwi lang ako. May dala ng aso. Ayun, wala siya nagawa. Ngayon, bunso pa ang tawag.
Aww,
yeah.
You know, it's
that's
hard not to
is.
Fall in love with dogs especially.
Yeah.
Because they're so malambing. They're
totoo.
So cute.
Alam mo yung sasabihin ka pa nila, ikaw maglilinis dyan ha. Tapos, ano, kung sa akin iasa yan ha. Tapos in the end, sila yung parang.
Tsaka willingly pa.
Yeah.
You want to take care of
tsaka
them
pa. Tsaka mas aalagaan pa nila kaysa sa'yo.
Oo, diba?
Yeah.
Yung siya may pagkain, ikaw wala.
Interestingly enough, that's what happened with my two dogs. Yung, ano, especially Balder. I was like, oh, happy birthday, Papa. He's like, I didn't ask for a dog.
And then
and
now,
he fell in love with the dog at the end.
Aww.
That's how it happened.
Does
it
he works, baby talk, you know? Balder?
No. He commands him to do things.
Oh.
but then he's very lambing in a different way. You know, in a very fatherly, very masculine Norwegian Viking kind of way. But,
stop it! Tinan mo si Hazel tuloy.
Kinikilig talaga, nakikita ko na eh. Like your eyes are sparkling. I can already see it. The puppies
stop
are
it.
Out.
Stop anything
it,
here.
We can feel it, Hazel. Oh. We can feel it.
Mommy's strong.
You don't even have to say anything, girl.
Oh, grabe siya. And there you go. Oh, and the top, Shooting My Shot, comes from Ronski.
Ronski says,
during my job interview, HR said, use one word to describe yourself.
Mm.
And I answered, hired.
Oh, love that.
That's a smart one.
That's a smart one. I like that. Hired. Bakit nga naman, di ba? Eh, confidence speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like it speaks volumes. All right, so we are going to play a couple of songs at the RX booth. But we will stay on Facebook Live.
And we've got Back or Pa-Pak Miss Universe 2021 Edition. So join us if you're not there yet. We'll see you on Facebook, Twitch, TV, or YouTube Live.
Good Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The from Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, courtesy of the Super Malas Guy. Thank you very much. And we are doing hashtag shooting my shot. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Odik. Stay in Korea for 1 month of March 2022. Para abangan ko yung BTS concert. So do they have one?
Yeah, I think that's...
A lot of people are already planning a trip to Korea in 2022, but
I think that's
apparently
the end,
mahirap din daw makakuha ng tickets.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
I can just imagine. Kasi, you know, being there gives you a little bit of, ano, kasi nga siguro yung internet, kasi ba online yun. But I guess, yeah, it will be very difficult.
At saka ano eh, parang it's such a privilege. Kasi syempre, it's kind of like they're coming home.
Yeah.
You know, it has like a different vibe probably.
Hometown parang territory.
They're so comfortable where they are, you know. They're really talking to their people.
That's true. And number 9, coming from Maxim the Winter. Minessage ko si Crushy contestant sa isang Korean show. Sumagot naman. Ayun.
Wow.
He's following me na rin.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pero may mga ganyan ha. Like, hindi, mamaya na pala.
Yung iba nga dyan. My answer. Ano eh, di ba?
Ano?
Guru.
Stop! Isa ka pa ha. Bakit inaano niyo ako?
Nakakainis yung parang... Mama, oh. Ba't nyo ko inaano? Nakakainis kayo.
Parang ano, Mama, oh. Sila, Hazel, parang lagi nilang sinasabi na hinahabol ako nito. And,
I beg your pardon?
Alam mo, dalawa kayong mamumula singit mamaya. Tumigil kayo dyan. Number 8 from Call Me Rovi. Yung mga ARMY na nag-DM sa IG account ng mga BTS members. Ang goal nila is not really like sagutin or anything. Kahit daw ma-scene zone lang, okay na sila doon. Yung malaman lang nila na nabasa nung members.
Oh my gosh.
Or, you know, like more than enough. Like, yeah, they're not even thinking that they'll respond or anything.
Yeah, but, you know,
do they even open their DMs?
Yun nga eh.
Alam mo, may naisip ako, feeling ko inalter ng Instagram yung Instagram ng BTS. Kasi feeling ko they need like special features or else their phones are gonna blow up. Alam mo yun?
Or something eh.
And, oh my gosh, Rika. I went to try to get you your Funko Pop na BTS. And then I was like, okay, yay. And then they're like, sold. All of them are sold.
Yeah.
Nung dumating sa store, sold na lahat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God.
I mean, are you surprised?
Yeah.
Kahit ano, a feeling ko talaga.
And then, andun na siya. I was like, I'll just take it. They're like, no.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yep. That's how it is. I mean, I'm not even surprised. I mean, you expect that, you know?
Anything they release.
Yeah. And number 7 from Chef Pao. Flirt with a cute flight attendant during the flight, then leave your number for her before disembarking.
Chico, alam mo, dapat ginawa
what say
ko yan
you?
Dapat ginawa ko yan nung nandun ako sa flight ni ano eh.
Hoy, hindi pa siya flight attendant nung nakakilala kami.
Kakainis.
But do you ever like, did you ever play a game na parang, you know, you pretended like you didn't know each other or something?
Hala?
Na hindi kayo nagpapansinan.
Roleplay?
Ano roleplay?
Hindi.
Kami
ano?
Roleplay
yung wala sa plane tapos magpapagame si Baby Way. Tapos pag nakakuha lang tamang sagot si Chico,
premium.
May premyo.
Premyo.
Uy, competitive pa naman ako sa mga ganong airline games.
Oh pag, my God. Nanalo ka na?
Many times.
Wow.
Not just once. More than once.
Oh
yeah. Hindi ba na ganun tayo when we went to Vietnam?
I love those airline games.
Yeah, me too. So I'm generally, you know, well, obviously, I think Marky and I were very competitive. So, it's the kind of thing na parang, wala lang, inandun ka na eh.
Oh,
you don't answer.
Friend.
Why don't you?
Baka tulog ako.
No, actually, normally tulog din ako eh. But when I hear them say, games, I will...
Exactly.
Ako naman, when I hear them say games, magtatago
ako. Ako
rin. Ako excited. I'm like, let's go.
I want that next pillow. Give me that next. But I've only won once, I think.
I've won a couple of times.
I'm not fast enough.
Ako ano, nanalo lang ako kasi binulong sa akin ni Baby William.
Ikaw talaga ang panalo.
Andaya.
What do you think?
I think si Chico talaga yung nanalo.
And number 6 from Archer Aguilar. True story, I was a long time silent rusher. And one day I realized that I wanted to hear my entries on the show. So I tweeted and even got top entry on my first try. Yun nga lang, yung pangalan ko ginawang Arthur Aguilar ni Chico. Sabi ko ba Arthur? That's so weird. I would have said Archer. Anyway. Number 5 from R. Geeko. Yung lahat ng makita kong PS5 freebies online just by retweeting. Nire-retweet ko talaga. Malay mo.
Oo nga.
Oo naman.
All those giveaways.
Yeah, go
if it's,
lang.
Especially if it's super easy, yeah. All the mechanics, yep. I would.
May bago nga ngayon eh, na nakikita ko usually.
What?
Kasi I'm part of this group na parang may mga nagbabuy and sell. Tapos, what they do now is, if you bump the post, meaning you just comment bump.
Yeah.
Kasi diba, the more comments, I guess, nagpupunta sa top yung post nila.
Yeah.
Then they give you sometimes like a little bit of money, like parang commission mo for helping
wow.
sell.
Oh,
like
wow.
they will pick one of the bumpers or they'll give you a price. Parang ganun.
Mga technique, no?
Oo.
Ang galing. Yeah. Wala lang. Number 4 from Rice Cake Ian. Naligo agad ako gamit ang imported body wash at mamahaling perfume ko para naman malinis, mabango, soft and smooth at kissable ang i-offer kong shoulder to cry on nung nag-text si yummy friend ko na, pre, wala na kami. Mm. So, mag-ano siya? Like a shoulder to cry on but might as well make it a very fragrant.
One of two, wala na kami or naging open na kami.
Yun ba yung tinext mo kay ano?
Oh!
Marky! Yun ba yung tinext mo kay Chico when you had your breakup? Pre! Wala na kami!
I can't imagine! I can't imagine!
In person, in person! Oh, in person. In person.
Tsaka ano, tsaka ang bati ko sa kanya, hindi ko pa alam, no? First time ko siya nakita kasi nawala siya eh for mga a week or two. So finally, bumalik siya, no? Unang bungad ko sa kanya, oh! Ba't nakapantalon ka? What I meant was, naka-long pants, hindi naka-shorts. Yeah. Sabi niya, lagi naman ako nagpapantalon.
Hindi ba ano, Chico, sumakay ka lang kay Marky noon? Like, sinakin mo lang si Marky. I mean, yung car.
Hindi, we were in a raid.
Kaya nga, pero di ba parang Marky was just like, sakay, di ba?
Ay, di. Yung first time namin mag-meet noon.
That's the first time.
Nung friends na kami. Sakay. And yun nga. Post-breakup.
And then nagalit si ex kasi sumakay si Chico. And then after
no.
that, yun.
Really? Did that really happen?
Kasi, same ano eh.
Oh, jeez!
Same street.
The tea is piping hot. Let me curl my bangs for a little bit.
Sabi ni JJ, nagkasakaya na.
And number 3 from Kiko Man Machine. I don't know how this will work. Ha? Medyo creepy ang dating.
Okay.
Sabi ni Kiko Man Machine, shooting my shot. Kakainin in the sexiest and most enticing way possible yung oysters sa harap ni Crush.
Oh, it's kind of like the scene from Ratchet? Remember?
Or ano?
Yes.
Remember, Marky?
Yes,
when they had that oyster eating scene and like, diba?
If may Ratchet. Oysters mamaya, ano? Can we see that? Pwede ba kayo
let's do it and let's do a reenactment.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I can stomach an oyster today.
I cannot. I don't eat oysters. But we knew that.
Sabi mo eh.
I really don't like oysters. Super, no. And at saka white chicks. Tama. That's what I had
oh,
in
yeah.
mind. Terry Crews.
Si Latrell. Yeah.
Number 2 from ODH. True story. A new IG follower I constantly chat with sent me a semi-nude pic. Tapos may nakatakip na sticker. Then sabi ko, jokingly, ay, ba't may sticker? Sana wala. Ayun, sineng niya ulit without the sticker.
Whoa, you were just being flirty, but they took it seriously.
Oh, OTH na to, kerengke.
Kerengke.
Hindi man lang pinakita yung picture.
That was the problem.
And the top, shooting my shot, comes from Roger Ash.
Roger Ash says,
lagi akong may DM kay celebrity crush, pero nag-book na rin ako sa Manila Cathedral para June 2022, 2023, and 2024, just in case.
Just in case.
Yes. Just in case.
Just in case. Mm-hmm.
So what about us? Ako kasi, I can go first. I have one. Ito yung nire-reserve ko kasi. True story. Shooting my shot, usually, I remember nung ano, nung because of the early pandemic, di ba parang we were like trying to invite as many people as we can. And there's a big chance of them agreeing. Hindi man big chance, pero alam mo yun, mas may chance sila. Because nobody was going out, right?
They were at home.
Oh my gosh. Like parang na ano ko na siya. Parang ngayon, like when there's an interesting celebrity, I'm like, what the heck? You know, you invite them if they're free. If we can like join the show for an interview or something. Then like 99.99% of them don't answer. Pero diba, malay mo eh. Like who knows?
Kaya, who knows? Diba, one day they'll just respond.
And I think for all of us, I think that's what we do in general. Parang if there's an interesting personality out there, tanong mo lang, malay mo. Parang, hey, we're
and it's
on the
and
radio
it's fine.
Show.
And then when you see them after, and then you talk to them after they completely ignore you, you ask them in person, and sometimes they say yes.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. true. Hindi ako kasi yeah. I'm talking like Hollywood. I'm talking, you know,
okay.
imported. Kasi malay mo, di ba? Like sometimes Survivor contestants or
Nicole Kidman.
I wouldn't go that far. Like a Spencer Bledsoe.
Oh, di ba? Right? Pero alam mo yun, parang kasi you'll never know. You will never know.
Wait, mag-shoot naman kayo ng shot kay Ricard. I really wanna talk to Ricard.
Sige, I'll try to message Ricard. I'll post muna, ano.
Hindi naman pinapansin ni Ricard yung mga reply ko eh. Hindi naman ako yung papansin niya. Mas
si
papansin niya kayo.
Si Marky.
Oh my gosh. Manila Luzon is our key to try to get, ano, Raja
I will,
on the show.
Yeah. I will literally die. Oh I swear. Gosh. Oh my God. Alam mo ba, kasi nga si Raja, never niya nasa scene zone yung mga reply ko sa stories. Na feeling ko nandun ako sa message request folder. Anyway, so minsan ako frustrate na kasi parang, oh my God, like Raja! Like, I need you to know that I love you. Tapos may post si Manila recently. Tapos nag-comment si Raja. Tapos nag-reply si Manila. So I knew that Raja was online. Like, I literally wanted to comment ng I love you. Pero syempre, nahiyaram na ako kay Manila.
Like, in that
post
thread.
Si Manila
in that thread.
Oo. Oh, so, di na lang. Pero alam mo yun.
Paraan. Bakit ba? It's an open comment section.
I was gonna say, I love you, Manila. And then, I love you, Raja. Para lang mapansin ito.
Oh my gosh. You know what I did the whole time I was in bed when I was sick? I just watched Katya and Trixie Mattel all day long.
Oh my God.
Wala na akong ibang pinanood kundi si Trixie and Katya. Like, lahat ng permutations ni Trixie and Katya. Sila lang pinanood ko kasama. Oh my gosh. It was just, it's an obsession at this point. At oh, like, feeling ko memorize ko na yung mga tattoo ni Katya. As
oh
in,
God.
Ganon. I am so...
Okay, I have a question, okay. Rika. Mm. Which one do you find hotter?
Katya.
Who'd you rather?
Katya.
Ikaw, Chico.
As in.
We know the response to that.
We know. I can answer that question for you. Oh my. Dolly Parton? Pero ako grabe talaga. I mean, like, you know, I find Trixie so entertaining. Super entertaining. But I'd rather
I think
Katya.
Yung fascination.
Ang ganda kasi ni, ay ganda ni Katya.
Hindi. I think si Chico kasi yung fascination niya comes from the fact na toy collector kasi si Chico.
True.
Parang gusto niyang i-collect yung
si Katya.
As a doll. Hindi ako nagko-collect nun.
Ay, hindi ba?
Ako yung nagko-collect nun eh.
You never collected. But for example, if it was accepted during the time,
would you have?
No,
would
not
you
really.
Have?
Not really.
It's just not. It's just
not
it.
My thing.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
Mm-mm. Baka ako pa.
Paano kung may ano pala, Miss Universe dolls? Kunyari na uso.
My gosh.
Cute yun.
Oh.
I have
like one a national year, costume. Just the Miss Universe winner.
Oh, pwede yun, oh. Pwede yun.
Cute yun, diba?
Yeah. Kasi I like collecting. It's a collection, eh. I like collecting themes, gets. Yung parang, like, I won't collect it just because, you know, whatever comes out. Like, parang Funko Pop, diba? Kukolektin mo yung gusto mong line, like Avengers.
Yeah.
Or Justice League or whatever. Mga ganun.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ano na?
Ano nga ba sa akin? Oh, yeah. I remember me and JC, we would cold email like a bunch of brands and companies, and we would go to their offices.
Yeah.
And we would pitch our podcast. And here's the thing. We were so nervous that we would pronounce podcast as podcast. Like all the time.
Good
that guess. It became a running joke in the podcast. So wala na. It's a running joke. But you know what? We shot our
We shot our shot.
We shot our shot.
Natkatawang tawa, Hazel. Buti ka nang we shot our shoot, eh. Kaya natawa.
We shoot our shot. So...
You shot your shot.
We shot our shot. Yeah. Basta we shot it, whatever. Magpapashot. Alam mo, magpapashot na ako dito.
Shot ka na lang, Rika. Shot na lang tayo. Shot.
We shot our shot. And yeah, I mean, thankfully, you know, may kinalabasan naman na maganda. But at that time, obviously, we didn't know if it was gonna work. You know, we would always have like these lunches na paano magde-debrief kami na, you know what? At least we got our name out there. They probably have our number now. We had to convince ourselves that what we were doing, it was gonna, you know, turn into something good. Well, it did. So, yeah. So, shoot your shot, everybody.
Shot your shot?
Yeah, shoot your shot.
Alam mo, pag nagkagano ka, ang key dyan, shot up na lang.
Shot up.
Hindi, alam mo, kapag binigyan ka kasi ng ano, ng baso, shot your shot. Kasi iyo yan. Huwag mo itatapon.
Gusto ko yung parang like, I'm so lasing na eh.
I'm
tapos sasabihin ni Crush, I'll take your shot.
Ikaw ba, Rika, kikiligin ka sa ganun o mabibivi ka na kinuha niya yung shot mo?
Mabibivi ako kasi parang,
first
of all, I won't take a shot that I cannot take. So, mahihindi na ako, diba?
Right.
Para walang sasalba.
Hindi, si Rika pag sabi, I'll take that shot for you. Magpakalaman niyo ito. Ayan! Baka binigyan ko naman ang toma. Magpakalaman niyo toma.
Walang toma. Walang crush.
I've never used the word toma. Tsaka may tugsh. Mampaya naman yung toma.
Why can I totally picture that? Parang feeling ko nakita ko na sa at some point.
Diba?
Ay, nako. For me, shooting my shot, let's go with work. Because I remember when I was a student jock, obviously I really wanted to be a jock, but then I was also busy doing courtside and all that. But then when I felt like, my schedule was good for it. I did ask. I asked one of our bosses if there was a slot that I could take over on. Like, I was like, can I just take over? Can I do a Sunday show or something? Because, like, I really wanted to do more than the student job program. So, I was given a slot. And that was, yeah, basically, I guess, how I started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doing it like as a job na.
The slot taker.
Did they give you the cheap slot?
They were like, you know,
alam
what?
Ko na, the easy slot.
You know what? What a slot.
And then, tsaka alam mo, sabi actually ni Hazel, ganito yung totoong story ha. Eh, yun yung version ni Hazel eh. Ito yung actual na nangyari.
Mm.
Sabi niya,
exchange.
Can I have like a weekend sked? Can I like have the slot right after si ano?
Alam mo, chico.
Is it true?
Hindi.
It's true.
I did not pick that slot. Oh, but it so happened, ding napuntang slot sa akin.
Ay.
Ganun na nga.
Mm-mm. But alam mo,
you are the slot.
I am not gonna slot shame you.
Yeah.
Please don't.
No slot shaming.
No slot shaming.
Kasi binigay lang naman sa'yo yung slot.
Exactly. I didn't ask for it. I just asked in general.
Oh, yes.
You know, if I could take over any
slot.
So,
pinasok mo yung coin sa slot, tapos sinabi mo, oh, boom! Nanalo ako.
Ganon. Oh my God, a slot. Oh,
ganda.
Alam mo, minsan talaga, all you need to do is ask.
Yeah.
Kasi if you're gonna wait around for like, you know, things to fall on your lap, sometimes you're gonna be waiting forever. Mm-hmm. So you might as well be direct and tell them what you want and maybe, who knows, diba? If they find you capable, you might just be given it.
Yeah. Alam mo, diba? I really learned from the best. Tama talaga na si Hazel yung mentor ko. Kasi that's what I did. As in, like, lahat ng slot na pwede, pinasukan ko.
Hindi parang pwede. Feeling ko ano eh. Parang, ano, slot ka na ng slot nung, even before you.
Oo.
Kasi si Erika talaga, nung bago siya, naghahanap siya ng slot.
Mm-mm.
Kaya sabi niya, ay, dito ako sa morning.
Madaming slot dito.
Forms, different, iba't ibang klaseng slot.
Mm-hmm. Dito tayo, dito
dami
tayo.
Ko talaga natutunan kay Hazel.
Ay, nako.
Grabe, paanong guguho na yung yung aircon dito?
Okay. I guess for me, shooting my shot, it's been 2 years and I really like put acting on the backbender. And then I was kind of scared to get back into it. To be honest, I got traumatized before with a director who made me feel like I wasn't good enough and I couldn't do TV or series acting. And like there were times when I would, you know, second guess myself. But then it came one after the other, Love at the End of the World, and then I got My Delivery Girl, and then after that I got to walk Arab Fashion Week. Now I'm back, and then now they're showing both of the series at the end of the year, and wow, I just shot my shot. And it happened because I said it, let it out into the universe, and I'm just so excited for everyone to see what we worked so hard on. And I'm so happy
that you worked hard with, diba? Kasi parang,
that I worked hard with
on.
Let's stick hard. with. Alam ko mas tama yung isa, pero with na lang.
Work hard with these series.
Yon, maganda yon, maganda.
It sounds a little awkward.
Kind of weird.
Oh, it sounds awkward.
Okay, fine.
Let's go with hard on.
Yeah, it's a hard on.
Very hard on these. Yes, and of course, yeah. Now I'm esports casting host for the Pokemon Company.
Wow!
Oh my God, love it.
Came into play. So
dalawa na kayo
so
ni Hazel na sports caster.
Yeah, but I'm an e-sports caster. I mean, but you know,
go sports.
I'm learning from Hazel too.
We
sometimes
love
I ask her
sports.
Questions. I'm like, how do you do this? When you do this play-by-play, how does it work? So she gives me ideas. So there you go.
Din ako niyang kaya. Diba? And there they go.
Chico, walang kabayo. Walang nag-horse race dito.
Di ba yan yung kapag ano, Biyernes Santo?
E na, di ba ganun yun? Pag
sa ano? Sa karera.
Sa basa.
There they go.
And
now they moved Bongga Kaday again to another to next year, and I'm like, I have had enough with this long hair. I'm going to get a haircut tomorrow.
Oh my, really?
Oh my God.
No, but only up to, ano, like yung pwede
mong I'm gonna try a Harry Styles mullet.
No! That's hot! Yes.
Yeah, you can be really adventurous with it.
Yeah, that's
kasi matagal
true.
Pa naman pala.
Or ano, mag-ano ka, yung haircut mo yung Edna mode.
It's kind of like mine, if you think about it.
Edna mode.
It's like Rika's.
Yeah.
Pero yung mas ano pa, mas Edna mode pa talaga.
Dapat medyo mas shorter pa. Yung sa ano, Incredibles. Ano siya, parang... Oo, parang kay Sia. Parang siyang ano, actually, di ba, inspired siya by Anna Wintour?
Yes.
Tama ba?
Yes, Anna Wintour.
Edna Mode.
Edna Mode.
Mode yung apelido niya?
Yeah.
Edna Mode.
That's so funny.
From ano? Wasn't...
The Incredibles.
From the Incredibles.
Wala ba siyang pamangkin?
Di siya na si Tita.
Meron. Oo. Siya si auntie. Auntie mo.
Si auntie mo.
Siya na si tita.
Hindi, auntie nga eh. Auntie. Kasi ano sila, di ba? Amerika.
Tita. Amerika.
Ah, okay.
Tita Edna.
Pero grabe. Oh. I love her job.
Di ba yung sister niya si Martha?
Hindi, si Tina. Oh, hindi yan o. Si Nat in the...
Ayoko na. Ganun, inuubo na ako. Ano, babay na? Kasi pupunta pa si Marky dito.
Oo nga eh.
Yes,
bilisan mo, Marky.
I gotta get ready to go over there.
Yes, we're having 11, lunch no? today. Yes.
But thank you for joining us.
So, we're gonna, I think TMR will wrap up a little bit earlier than usual today, right, Rica?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, all of us. So, we'll see you at 6 o'clock, leaving you with Billie Eilish, Male Fantasy on the Monster.